Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Busy day, busy Monday here at WCCO Radio. I'm Jordana Green, standing next to Paul Douglas. Thanks for spending some time with us.
Good to have you with us. We're tracking a couple of stories right now. Long lines at the TSA checkpoints at Lindbergh Terminal. Some of the longest people have ever seen. There's construction. Where isn't there construction?
I know,
there's
right?
construction at the airport, and that means that, there have been some problems, some people missing their flights, a lot of people venting on social media. I guess the word to the wise is get there early,
yeah.
A lot earlier than normal. Normally, I try to give myself 90 minutes.
At least, yeah.
But now, you know, maybe double that time just to make sure that you can get through that line.
One of our salespeople, Samantha, was listening upstairs when we were talking about this in the 3 o'clock hour, and she says, regarding MSP, she was advised to go through the TSA pre-approval process and the on-site appointment to try to avoid this mess in the future. Like, you can go to the DMV and get a TSA pre-approval
right, they
process.
Interview.
Yes,
yeah,
exactly.
An interview.
She said
yeah.
She's already made an appointment prior to a flight that she has booked on Thursday.
Yep.
So you can, I mean, I think you pay for it. But you can go get that done at your local DMV.
It's the pre-check costs $85 for
go.
5 years.
All right,
so
not
that's
cheap,
actually
but it might be worth it.
$85 for 5 years, but it does get you through a lot faster. You can sign up for Clear, which gets you through even faster. That's $179 a year. The other story we're tracking: almost 30 inches of rain at Twin Cities International after the deluge.
Crazy.
Late Saturday night. 3 inches of rain in some spots. And it's already the second wettest year to date on record since 1881. And at the rate we're going, this could be even wetter than 2016, which was the all-time record for the wettest year, 40.3 inches of precip. So we've had almost 30. The average precip for an entire year is 30 inches. And we still have a few more months to go.
And then, of course, the big story of the day, Representative Ilhan Omar of the 5th District here in Minnesota and Representative Rashida Tlaib of Michigan were here today and having a press conference about Ilhan Omar not being allowed into Israel to visit the settlements because she is a supporter of the anti-Semitic BDS movement. And Rashida Tlaib was there also. Originally, she was not allowed in, but then Israel said, yes, you can come visit your grandmother as long as you don't break the law. And she said, I will not do that. Here's a couple of comments from Ilhan Omar today at the press conference.
The reaction in my district has been an overwhelming outcry and condemnation of any particular action that's been taken by the Netanyahu administration and the urging of our president. I mean, people really are appalled in many ways.
So that was how she was talking about how her constituents were reacting to her not being allowed to go to Israel. Our own Susie Jones was at the presser today, and she's back with us. Thanks. I know you're on the train on the way home, Suze, so thanks for making the time for us.
Well, I have to tell you guys, I decided to get off the train, so now I'm sitting on the platform. I found a bench that's available.
You're the best.
I spent my train ride talking to an old boyfriend.
Oh.
I ran into an old boyfriend.
Well, there's a story.
Nobody's
we buried
a
the lead.
He was there. He listened to the press conference live, and so we had a chat about it, and I said, well, what were his impressions, because he's a newsman, and he was interested in how often Omar used the word ally, and that she misspoke when she said that the U.S. gives Israel $3 million a year. It's actually $3 billion. So that was his take, but they certainly did come out swinging. It's the first time the two of them together. Of course, Rashida Tlaib is from Michigan, so she came to Minnesota and did this joint press conference with Representative Ilhan Omar at the state capitol in the press conference room that was just packed. And they talked about what it was like that they were denied access to Israel. Tlaib talked about the emotional decision it was on her part to not go to Israel, even though they had granted her permission to come and see her 90-year-old grandmother. She said she wouldn't do it on conditions of oppression. That was how she spoke about that. But in the meantime, they had this press conference. They both spoke. There was a lot of emotion in the room. They had a group of women, Jewish American Minnesota women, also a woman who was Jewish and had married a Palestinian man, and what their experience was like while in Israel in the occupied territories and what it was like to have to be subject to checkpoints. So it was emotional. I don't think Paul asked me last hour, was there anything particularly new? And I would say not so, only that they did encourage other members of Congress to visit Israel and see what there was to see in the occupied territories and hear the stories.
I think that's a good idea. I think the people that were at the press conference, they have visited the occupied territories without resistance?
There, of those people that spoke, two of the women
had visited
occupied territories. Yeah, yes, yes. And we heard earlier last hour about Tlaib's mother having been subject to checkpoint scrutiny. So that was the firsthand. And the other woman who had married the Palestinian cried as she talked about what it was like to be interrogated for several hours after marrying her Palestinian husband. So there was emotion, and she, like I said, she answered three questions. Two were from Mary LaHammer. Another was from a national media outlet who did ask about her association with the group that they went
with. Yes, the boycott, divest. Oh, the MFDA. Yeah, MFDA is a rampantly anti-Semitic group that functions in Israel under the guise of human rights and takes people on these tours. And it's important to know that MFDA has taken other U.S. Congress people on tours. So it's not that this group has been banned or not allowed, but they have taken other U.S. Congress people. So if there was, definitely something to see, other U.S. Congress people, I hope, would have shown us whatever they saw on those tours. Were there any pictures or any information from any of those past tours that MFDA has taken people on?
We didn't see anything of that. Okay. But I mean, reading, and there was a Republican presence at this news conference, and just reading up a bit on MFDA as I was waiting to talk with you, there are reports that they describe suicide bombing as sacrificing their lives for the cause. So there's some
terrorism involved.
Negative light to that group. Yes.
So what was the reaction? What was the response to them when they were asked why they were choosing this group to go to?
They said that they had vetted the group several times. They were recommended by other members of Congress to use this particular group. As you said, they'd taken other groups, members of Congress. So that was their defense, is that they had been recommended it, and that they claimed they did great vetting of this organization because saying that they are constantly under scrutiny, judged, so they have to be very careful about who they choose to associate with.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but still allowed to take tours because it is a democracy and they can function in Israel and they can take other people, just not people who plan on breaking the law while they're in Israel.
I have a question for you, Jordana. Mm-hmm. If Israel is a democracy, why would it be against the law to be anti-Semitic? Do you understand what I'm saying? Because you said to me last hour,
it's not against the law to be anti-Semitic. In Israel, you can go there and you can say anti-Semitic things, but here's the deal. There is a law in 2017 that the Knesset passed that said if you are actively supporting the BDS movement, which is encouraged to elimination of Israel,
Israel has a right to exist.
Exactly. It's not just anti-Semitic. The BDS movement wants to remove Israel from the map. They feel that it has no right to exist and wants to wipe it off the map as Israel. So if you are supporting somebody that wants the annihilation of your country, which the BDS movement does, that a law was passed in 2017 by the Knesset that says anyone who supports that, i.e. the elimination of Israel through BDS, is not allowed to come and if you are a supporter. sort of like we have terrorism laws. If you are coming planning bad things against the United States, many people are on watch lists and they're not allowed to travel here. There is a law in Israel. If you support BDS, you cannot come. And that's what...
Is MIFTA associated with BDS?
They will tell you no. They will tell you no. And for somehow, they seem to have possibly avoided that. And again, I don't claim to be an expert on MIFTA, but I know they do function under the Israeli government freely, and they are allowed to take congresspeople on tours to the Palestinian territories. So again, and those other congresspeople were not supporters of BDS and the elimination of Israel. That's the difference.
Okay.
Susie, you better grab that train.
I just missed the nine. You guys, you get me talking.
You're the best.
Thank you, Susie.
I get 7 more minutes to wait thanks to your
chatty. I'm so sorry, but we got to hit the break.
It was worth it for us, Susie.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you
all
for
right,
the time.
All right, love you guys.
You too. Thanks
all
for
right.
the time.
Hey, Jordan.
I think it's important to talk about these things so people do understand.
But in talking about Representative Omar, you know who we weren't talking about today?
Uh-oh.
Elizabeth Warren and her mea culpa with Native Americans. We weren't talking about Amy Klobuchar and her poll numbers, what she's doing in Iowa.
That's
we
right.
weren't talking about Joe Biden and whether, in spite of recent gaffes, he is the, you know, apparent nominee or could be the nominee for the Democratic Party. So, again, from a strategy standpoint, it makes sense
you're right.
Republicans, hey, let's focus on Representative Omar, and she becomes the face of the Democratic Party.
And what's happening halfway around the world, instead of health care and infrastructure and inequalities, focusing here. Paul, you're absolutely right.
What have
right.
you done in my district? How are you making my constituents' lives better?
You're absolutely right, Paul. You're absolutely right. Thank you for bringing that to our attention.
Like a broken clock.
Let's try to be less distracted.
I'm right twice a day. Yeah.
We're going to take a quick break. You know who else is right? Eric Nelson. He's going to talk with us about the Minnesota Vikings. And Henry Lake will join us with a quick Twins preview ahead of tonight's game. Next.
Yeah. All right. Time to talk Vikings. Who is going to make the cut? Who won't make the cut? Very interested after last night's victory against the Seahawks. Eric Nelson is going to break this down for us. Eric, welcome to the show. Eric.
Maybe he's on the train with Susie, and they're getting bad.
Wow. Start that rumor.
No, he wasn't the old boyfriend, by the way.
Are you sure?
Well, actually, I don't know.
We don't know that.
We have to investigate that a little bit
more.
I don't know. I don't know. Can you hear us? Eric, are you there? Anyway, 53-man roster and projection for the 2019 Vikings. That's according to the Star Tribune. Who is going to make the cut? Are you with us now, Eric?
Yeah, hey, Paul, Jordana. We had a Bluetooth issue there.
Oh.
I got out of my car so I'd be on the phone, but I was 10 feet from the car, so the Bluetooth intercepted it.
Yeah, that's a problem.
Blame the Bluetooth.
That's my bad.
Yeah, that's
well, it's hands-free now.
There you go. You better be.
So let's talk about what the team's shaping up to look like.
Well, they won their second game last night. They're 2-0 in the preseason. Mike Zimmer is 14-4 in exhibition games in his career as a head coach, so he does very well in August. They beat Seattle, and they're going to get down to 53 guys here before week one against Atlanta on September 8th when they play the Falcons at U.S. Bank Stadium. So I think a lot of people are focusing on who's that number three wideout going to be, and Laquon Treadwell is a former number one pick out of Ole Miss. And most people believe he will not make this team. He did play in the game last night and did some good things, but the Vikings may have been showcasing him, hoping they can trade him. And if that doesn't work, they're probably going to cut him. Your third wideout, more than likely, is going to be Chad Beebe. Also, Brandon Zylstra trying to make the team, Jeff Badette. So there's a good battle at wide receiver, Paul and Jordana. We know about Adam Thielen and Stephon Diggs, but you need more than two to succeed in the NFL.
Who's going to get cut on the quarterback side? I mean, Kyle Sloter was impressive last night. Any thoughts? Who's going to be backing up Kirk Cousins this year?
I think they like Sean Mannion, Paul, as the number two. But Kyle Sloter probably will make the team as a three because, you know, let's face it, if you have the unthinkable happen and Kirk Cousins goes down, then you're left with Sean Mannion, and then what? And it really thins the ranks. So most teams will keep three. Now, Jake Browning is an undrafted free agent out of Washington. He had a great career with the Huskies, but it's probably going to be tough for Jake to make this team. So I would think it'll be Mannion, Sloter, and then, of course, Kirk Cousins being your starter.
Okay.
Right now, all projections. We don't know the answer to any of these questions. I know it's fun to talk about, Eric, but we're out of time.
All right. Always good to be on with you two.
You got it.
Careful with that Bluetooth.
I know, right? That is dangerous. We didn't ask him about
Eric.
Susie Jones, but we'll have to ask him about that.
I think there's something there we should know.
Henry Lake is on the line with a Twins preview. Going from football to baseball, it's an exciting time for Minnesota.
How are you guys doing?
You know, we're great. Are you kidding? We're coming off some big wins, so it's looking really good for us and into an easy season. Well, I shouldn't say easy series. Sorry, a knock on
wood.
We're not going to jump the gun on
Sorry.
Nothing's easy.
Sorry. Yeah.
I will say this, though. I love the fact that we are demonstrating that we're hands-free, that we're going Bluetooth, that we're hands-free.
Yeah.
We're going to be safe. Because I don't know about you, but when I'm driving around, because I do have the setup, I have the hands-free and all that, I do still see people adjusting and going and looking at their phones.
Yep.
That, it's still a thing.
Yep.
Hey, Henry, is it hands-free or pants-free?
Oh, stop it.
What? Whoa.
I've been confused this whole time. I thought it was Minnesota was
really good.
I thought that Paul and Jordana was a G-rated show or PG-13 at least.
Well, they can only see us from the waist up on the Facebook Live, so they don't really know.
Well, that changes how I commute
really
now. So, okay.
Oh,
well,
my goodness.
Thank you, Henry.
While we have you, Henry, what should we look for tonight?
Well, just if they can just keep this momentum going. You know, you think about the Twins and what they did over the weekend, and the first time that they had a four-game series against the Texas Rangers and getting a four-game sweep, that was awesome. And just seeing if Kyle Gibson can get back on track, because he has had some hiccups here lately, and I'm wondering if he can right the ship and if he can be the pitcher that we've all expected him to be, because you know, right now we don't know what Kyle Gibson's going to what team he's going to be on next season. He's going to be a free agent at the end of this season. So can Kyle Gibson get back on track? Can he give you something? And can he look like the guy that everybody anticipates as being that quality third starter?
Henry, we might need you for this next segment. I'm going to quiz Paul on Generation Z slang. Things like from being the goat to feeling Gucci, and he might need to use you as a lifeline.
I'm out. I'm not feeling Gucci.
You're not feeling Gucci, but you knew. You're right there.
I'm not feeling Gucci. Hey. I'm not lit right now.
Nelson Cruz is back, right? I mean,
yes.
That's coming at a good time.
Yeah, no, that is really, you know, big time news and good news, and the fact that he has been reinstated from the injured list, and Zach Littell being optioned down to Triple A Rochester. So yes, great news on the horizon for Twins baseball because Nelson Cruz is back.
I'm low-key excited for the game tonight, and Henry is on. Of course, you'll hear him with Final Pitch after the Final Pitch, and he loves when you call in and chat him up after a Twins win.
Yes, and we will be doing First Pitch as well. So First Pitch is at 6 o'clock, and I always need someone to be a part of the Three Strikes trivia game each and every day.
Somebody's got to call in for Three Strikes trivia.
Absolutely.
We'll be listening, Henry. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Henry.
Take care. Yep.
So low-key, the GOAT. Extra.
I know goat.
You're a snack. Well, you'll at least get one right.
You're a snack?
How much do you know? Huh? How well do you know your Generation Z slang? Find out next.
Paul and Georgina. Joanna? What's your name?
I'm low-key mad about that right now.
Jordana. Low-key.
It's funny because my kids do, I guess they're Gen Z, born in the 2000s. So, yeah, so they got the slang going. And, you know, we used to do a fun segment here called Wait What?
Yeah.
And
I miss that.
My kids
we should bring
used to
that back.
Give you words.
Yeah.
I know. They went to camp and we fell off the wagon. We should bring it back. But there are phrases that if you know a Gen Zer, you might hear. So it's best you know what they mean.
And why did they do this? So we don't know what they're actually saying?
We had slang. Come on, you guys. We must have had slang when we were kids. I was an 80s girl. So grody to the max. You know, I mean, come on.
Yeah.
We had all sorts of psych. We had all sorts of words that we would say that our parents didn't really understand. Right? I'm sure
so
you had a
your point
jargon.
Is every generation?
Yes. Every generation has their own slang.
Maybe.
That they,
maybe.
Absolutely they do. Okay, so let's get to it. All right? That's
all right.
It. I'm low-key mad right now. What does it mean? Does it mean I'm kind of mad right now? I'm super mad right now? I'm going to go crazy right now.
Kind of mad.
That's right. I'm kind of mad right now. Good job. I'm low key.
That was pretty obvious.
Low key mad.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay, I get that.
Well, I think you know this one. Oh, hold on one second.
Oh. Okay.
What does the GOAT mean?
Greatest of all time.
There you go. There, you knew that. Tom Brady, you knew that. Oh, my kids use this one all the time. Come on, Mom, I got to spill the tea.
Spill the tea?
Does it mean, come on, live a little? Does it mean, come on, tell us the gossip? Or does it mean, come on, hit me?
Gossip.
That's exactly what. you go. You're spilling the tea with everybody. Has he gotten them all right? I think he has. Oh, my gosh. What does I'm dead mean? Does it mean I'm not who I thought I was? Does it mean I'm so amused? Does it mean I'm, like, really pretty? What does I'm dead mean?
What? I've never heard this one.
You know what's
one.
Funny? I actually used this. And I never used
slang. What were the first two again?
Does it mean I'm not who I thought I was? Does it mean I'm so amused? Does it mean I'm, like, really pretty?
I'm so amused.
You're absolutely right.
See, in my heart, I'm 20.
There you go. Yeah. A girlfriend sent me a really cute
picture. My body
picture.
Disagrees. But
she sent me a really cute picture yesterday that was hilariously funny. And I wrote, I'm dead. And I'm like, oh, my God, who am I turning into, my 16-year-old?
Wow.
Because it was so funny, and it just really, really made me laugh. All right, you're doing well. You're doing really well. Next, this person is extra. What does that mean? This person is so extra. Does it mean that person is cooler than you? Does it mean that person is dumb? Does it mean that person is too much?
Too much.
Did you cheat?
Nope.
Did you look at my list?
Nope. I'm down with the young people.
He's down.
Okay?
He's low-key down with them. I know. He's on the DL with them. Yeah. My kids use this one all the time. Like, Mom, don't be so extra. You know, text me when you get there. I need the mother's phone number of where you're going. Mom, don't be so extra.
What about, is that like high maintenance, low maintenance a little bit?
Yeah, like extra. You're going above and beyond. It's right. More than okay. You need to be. All right?
Okay. I just want to understand, young people.
My kids use this one. You're a snack.
Oh.
You're a snack. Does it mean you're funny? Does it mean you're disposable? Does it mean you look good?
You look good.
I'm really impressed. In fact, my kids will actually say, and I left for work today, and she goes, Mom, you look like a snack.
You're a snack?
They liked my outfit.
So you're sweet?
They look like my... Delectable?
Delectable?
And you guys make fun of me when I say, oh, you're so delicious, because those are my babies, and I want to eat them up, right? It's translated to Gen Z. They call each other snacks. Isn't that cute? I think
snacks.
It's cute.
Wow.
I think it's cute.
All right.
All right. What does It's Gucci mean? Does it mean it's good? Is it a popular clothing line? Does it mean it's exhausting?
I think it's good.
I think you cheated.
Gucci. So. No, I did not. I did not look at these. I actually had stuff to do this afternoon.
Right? This is one I never heard before. That girl is snatched. That girl is snatched. Does it mean that girl is taken? That girl is trashy? Or that girl looks amazing?
I'd go with amazing.
I had to double check. Really? Because I originally thought it means that girl is taken. Yeah, she's snatched. She's snatched by him or he's snatched by her. They're a couple. They're taken. That seems to make sense. That girl looks amazing. That girl is snatched. All right. Look, I'm not using that one, but I am impressed.
I won't be using that either.
But I know.
Maybe.
You better be careful.
On my way to hell, I'll be using that. Yeah.
You better be careful, honey. Can you hop off, please? Can you hop off?
I've heard that my entire life, yeah.
I'm going to say it means something different now with Generation Z than your inappropriateness,
okay.
But does it mean, can you leave, please? Does it mean, can you mind your own business, please? Does it mean, can you stop, please? Can you leave? Can you mind your own business? Can you stop?
Stop. All right.
It's the first one he got wrong.
Well, what is it?
It
hop
means,
off?
Can you mind your own business? Like, hop off. Like, back off. You know, mind
it's
your
like,
own business.
It's like back off.
Like, back off, yeah. Can you hop off, please? Yeah, huh. That's what it means.
Yeah, again, I've heard that. I've been married 35 years. Yeah.
And the final one, I'm so impressed. You've gotten 8 out of 9 so far. What does the game is rough mean? The game is rough.
The game is rough.
Does it mean life is rough, dating is rough, or the music is rough? The game is rough.
I'd say dating is rough. Oh, screwed that one up.
Don't hate the player, hate the game. It means life is rough.
Life is rough?
Yeah, life is rough. I never heard that one either. The game is rough.
The game is rough.
You know, I that's a new one for me also.
Were you making these up?
No, I'm not making this up. This came from the Daily Mail. This guy, I didn't even make any of these up.
Did you find these on AOL?
No, it's not on AOL. I'm going to bring these home to my kids and vet them with them just to make sure so that we're giving you the
eight
right
out of 10?
You did. You did. I think you did very
well. Pretty good for a weather dude.
I think you did very well. The game is rough. I might start using that. Ooh, this game is rough.
Game is rough.
This gig is rough. Well, that's right. The game is rough. All right,
I'm
super proud of
that. That was a bad public service.
No, now maybe you can communicate with your Gen Zers.
Really? You know what they're saying behind your back.
Not all the time, but a little
bit. Cool, that was fun. I needed that.
Oh, we did. It was a heavy day. Go, Maddie, go. And go to all of the little kids from Coon Rapids who competed in the Little League World Series. And I know they lost on Sunday, but boy, what a fun series. And we're just so proud of those kids for getting to the pinnacle of athleticism at what they can do at their age and their size.
And how about Maddie? Getting it done. I mean, playing amazing baseball. Does not matter.
She became the first girl to pitch in the Little League World Series since Monet Davis starred for Pennsylvania's team 5 years ago. Now, Maddie came as a position player pitching. Okay, that probably made her, I don't know, this article says a little cooler. But we're not dissing Monet. We think she was fantastic also. Unfortunately, they did lose the game against Virginia, putting them one loss away from elimination. They didn't play today, right? Right, they played yesterday, but right, they lost that. Then they have to one more game for the full elimination. Yeah, so she's already made history as just the 19th girl to play in the tournament and the 6th to pitch. Minnesota Lynx coach Cheryl Reeve was wearing a Maddie Frecking jersey on Sunday. It's so sweet. There's this great tweet. And she's wearing the Frecking jersey for number 11. And I hope that Maddie and maybe even some of her teammates will come and visit us out at the fair. We'd love to talk with them about their Williamsport experience.
Meanwhile, tomorrow, a couple of stories that we're working on. Capitalism may be reinventing itself.
Interesting piece in the Times that's coming out that says it's not just about the shareholder anymore, that major companies are changing their focus.
All the stakeholders involved should have a say. That and Assistant Minority Leader Jim Nash over in St. Paul breaks some news and has details you will only hear right here at CCO.
This is a true exclusive. Don't sell it short, Paul. This is a true exclusive that we will talk to him about tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. He said, your listeners are going to want to know about this, and they're not going to be happy about this. That's at 3:10 tomorrow.
Very exciting. Thank you for spending some time with us today. Thanks for learning along with us and listening. And we'll see you back here at 3 o'clock. Pre-game at 5:30, first pitch at 6. No, that's not true. First pitch with Henry Lake at 6 o'clock.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.